you impugn my honesty, we cannot be friends.
Constantly you can still play. I just tell you. natural thing to do until you right up against it.
So it ceases to be a game.
And then it ceases to be a game.
Don't get too near that leak. You wouldn't want to wind up in the other universe, would you?
So here's this sort of radiophonic form of radiance where you have these technologies and people connected to other people. It is not nearly a product of radio and radio technologies and other 20th century technologies, but it goes back to sort of pre-Socratic philosophers and their attempt to figure out exactly sort of how we're connected.
We don't want to pay DJs, we don't want to program our station, we don't want to do news.
They continued to broadcast until these facilities were attacked by armed gunmen who basically shot up the transmitters and other equipment and silenced that public radio TV system that the people were using.
All I can do is ask them to fake. All right, let you know that you're violating Part 15 of the rules. Yeah, nice day.
We are at war with our own government. It's no longer a democracy, and that in order to win any war, you need to be able to shoot, move, and communicate. And even if you can't shoot or move, if you can communicate, you can keep your eyes from getting shot, and understand how to move safely. And I really feel like communication is the key point to winning this war.
What we've seen is the radio and television industry taken over by basically a military-industrial complex that sees it as a weapon and is not going to allow that weapon in the hands of people who will challenge the power and the authority of the interests that be.
It could be.
Well, very few cases at all. Unfortunately, really incident out in Iowa.
Look, gentlemen, practice these words in front of the mirror. Although we are constantly experiencing tonight, currently, there is no direct evidence that links cell phone usage to brain cancer.
The technology to make your own radio station is getting cheaper and cheaper.
This idea is really great, and I guess it's very important to tell you because it's about that kind of thing for using a transmitter in the 50s. The 50s, some few places in Eastern Germany,
I am broadcasting on all AM frequencies.
We've seen both in Afghanistan and in Iraq, one of the first things that the government does is start their own micro pirate radio station. I guarantee you they never went to any bureaucracy in Afghanistan or Iraq and requested permission to begin broadcasting their messages across that country.
The radio without messages, silent radio television without some images.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
We will
Unscrupulous politicians used all their machinations to win the election.
Среднего класса и записывает Это взаимосвязано и пробежало
политических
реформ. Очень большую роль развития 3D-бинта будет играть на экономическом уровне Международного банка реконструкции развития, который состоится, значит,
Silent weapon technology has evolved from operations research, a strategic and tactical methodology developed under military management in England during World War II. The original purpose of operations research was to study the strategic and tactical problems of air and land defense with the objective of effective use of limited military resources against foreign enemies. It was soon recognized by those in positions of power that the same methods might be useful for totally controlling a society. Everything that is expected from an ordinary weapon is expected from a silent weapon by its creators. But only in its manner of function. It shoots situations instead of bullets, propelled by data processing instead of a chemical reaction, originating from bits of data instead of grains of gunpowder, from a computer instead of a gun, operated by a computer programmer instead of a marksman, under the orders of a banking magnate instead of a military general. The silent weapon makes no obvious explosive noises, causes no obvious physical or mental injuries, and does not obviously interfere with anyone's daily social life. Yet, it makes an unmistakable noise, causes unmistakable physical or mental damage, and unmistakably interferes with daily social life, i.e., unmistakable to a trained observer, one who knows what to look for. The public cannot comprehend this weapon, and therefore cannot believe that they are being attacked and subdued by a weapon. The public might instinctively feel that something is wrong, but because of the technical nature of the silent weapon, they cannot express their feeling in a rational way or handle the problem with intelligence. Therefore, they do not know how to cry for help and do not know how to associate with others to defend themselves. When a silent weapon is applied gradually, the public adjusts, adapts to its presence, and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure, psychological via economic, becomes too great and they crack. Therefore, the silent weapon is a type of biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobilities of the individuals of a society by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking their sources of natural and social energy, and their physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. Repetition breeds suggestibility. Repetition breeds suggestibility. I am not suggestible. I am not open to suggestion. Repetition breeds suggestibility. I am not open to suggestion. I'm going to go to the hospital.
plot against the leader that he had cheated his followers.
Thank you. have the hourly information from the Greater Northeast.
Thank you. Counter.